Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jaya Karamare Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jaya Karamare Toma Bina Kedayalu Jagata Sangsare Toma Bina Kedayalu Jagata Sangsare Patita Pavana Hetu Tabhavatara Kita Pavana Hetu Tabhavatara Mosama Patita Prabhu Napaibeyara Mosama Patita Prabhu Napaibeyara Aha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi Aha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi Kripa Balakana Koro Ami Baru Dukhi Kripa Balakana Koro Ami Baru Dukhi Daya Kara Sita Pati Advaita Gosai Daya Kara Sita Pati Advaita Gosai Tava Kripa Bale Pai Chaitanya Nitai Tava Kripa Bale Pai Chaitanya Nitai Aha Swarup Sanatana Rupa Raghunata Aha Swarup Sanatana Rupa Raghunata Bata Juga Shri Jivaha Prabhu Lokanata Bata Juga Shri Jivaha Prabhu Lokanata Daya Kara Shri Acharya Prabhu Srinivasa Daya Kara Shri Acharya Prabhu Srinivasa Ramachandra Sangamage Narottama Dasa Ramachandra Sangamage Narottama Dasa Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karamore Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karamore Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Tagor Haribo, 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 Tagor Haribo. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna. I don't know, what's the is there a place we're reading from, or everybody just chooses a place? Or yeah, there isn't. Oh, okay. I just didn't see it. There we go. So we're reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Lila, Chapter 3, The Glories of Srila Haridas Thakur. Yeah. Can you remind me, what's the meter and like tune that we Haridasa kahe prabhu chintana kariha yavanera sangsara dekhi dhukana bhaviha. Haridas Thakur replied, "My dear Lord, do not be in anxiety. Do not be unhappy to see the condition of the Yavanas in material existence." Purport. These words of Haridas Thakur are just befitting a devotee who has dedicated his life and soul to the service of the Lord. When the Lord is unhappy because of the condition of the fallen souls, the devotee consoles him, saying, "My dear Lord, do not be in anxiety. This is service. Everyone should adopt the cause of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to try to relieve him from the anxiety he feels. This is actually service to the Lord. One who tries to relieve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's anxiety for the fallen souls is certainly a most dear and confidential devotee of the Lord. To blaspheme such a devotee who is trying his best to spread the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the greatest offense. One who does so is simply awaiting punishment for his envy." Yavana sakalera mukti habi anyas harama harama bali kahe nama bhas. Because the Yavanas are accustomed to saying harama harama, O Lord Ramachandra, they will very easily be delivered by this nama bhasa. Just to interject a little bit. It's making me think of a rendition of the Vidugdha Madhava play written by Srila Rupa Goswami. It was done by Jagatarini, the wife of Burijan Prabhu. And basically what she did was she studied the drama very thoroughly, and then just in a flowing way she spoke it, and she did like a portion of it every evening during the japa retreat or the Govardhan retreat. So like in 5 days she recited the whole, but she did it in a performance. You know, she really put the emotion in the different parts of the reading, and she made it like flow like one piece instead of just in different verses. Okay. So basically, the activities of the very, very confidential associates and servants of Radha Krishna, this is what they do. This is like their entire engagement. They don't just, you know, bring them drinks and betel nuts and wave chamara fans. That's just a little part of what they do. What they really do is they behave in such ways that they guide the moods of Radha and Krishna. If Radharani's feeling anxiety, then they console her. If she's feeling anger, they basically, this is their main service. They know how to, they're the most confidential servants of the Lord. And they know how to, increase the rasa by saying different things and, behaving in different ways. And that's the real service. So that's the same thing that Haridas Thakur is doing here with Lord Chaitanya. It's identical. Maha preme bhakta kahe harama harama yavanera bhagya dekhalaya se nama. A devotee in advanced ecstatic love exclaims, "Oh, my Lord Ramachandra! Oh, my Lord Ramachandra!" But the yavanas also chant, "Harama, harama! Just see their good fortune." Purport. If a child touches fire, the fire will burn him. And if an elderly man touches fire, it will burn him also. Haridas Thakur says that a great devotee of the Lord exclaims, "Harama, harama!" But although yavanas do not know the transcendental meaning of harama, harama, they say those words in the course of their ordinary life. For the yavanas, the words harama means abominable, whereas the devotee exclaims the words harama in ecstatic love. Nevertheless, because the words harama are the spiritual summum bonum, the fact is the same. Whether they are uttered by yavanas or by great devotees, just as fire is the same both for a child and for an elderly man. In other words, the holy name of the Lord, Harama, always acts, even when the holy name is chanted without reference to the Supreme Lord. Yavanas utter the holy name in a different attitude than devotees. But the holy name, Harama, is so powerful spiritually that it acts anywhere, whether one knows it or not. This is explained as follows. Yadyapi anya sankete anya haya namabhas tatapi namera teja na haya vinasa. Namacharya Haridas Thakur, the authority on the chanting of the holy name, said, "The chanting of the Lord's holy name to indicate something other than the Lord is an instance of namapasa. Even when the holy name is chanted in this way, its transcendental power is not destroyed." Dam stri dam stra hatom lecha harameti puna puna uktvapi muktim apnoti Kim puna shraddhaya grinan. Even a mlecha who is being killed by the tusk of a boar and who cries in distress again and again, Harama, Harama, attains liberation. What then to speak of those who chant the holy name with veneration and faith? Purport. This refers to an instance in which a meat eater being killed by a boar uttered the words Harama, Harama, again and again at the time of his death. Since this is a quotation from the Nisringha Purana, this indicates that in the Puranic age, there must also have been mlechas and yavanas, meat eaters. And the words harama, meaning condemned, were also uttered in those days. Thus, Haridas Thakur gives evidence that even a meat eater who condemns something by uttering the words harama gets the benefit of chanting the holy name that the devotee chants to mean, O my Lord Rama. Ajamil putre bolaya bali narayana Vishnu duta asi chadhaya tahara bandhana. Ajamil was a great sinner during his life, but at the time of death, he accidentally called for his youngest son, whose name was Narayana. And the attendants of Lord Vishnu came to relieve him from the bonds of Yamaraj, the superintendent of death. Rama dui akshara iha nahe vyavahita prema vachiha sabda tatate budshita. The word Rama consists of the two syllables, Ra and Ma. These are unseparated and are decorated with the loving word Ha, meaning O. Na mera akshara saber eta swabhava yavahita haile na chade apana prabhava. The letters of the holy name have so much spiritual potency that they act even when uttered improperly. Purport. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur states that the word vyavahita, improperly uttered, is not used here to refer to the mundane vibration of the letters of the alphabet. Such negligent utterance for the sense gratification of materialistic persons is not a vibration of transcendental sound. Utterance of the holy name while one engages in sense gratification is an impediment on the path toward achieving ecstatic love for Krishna. On the other hand, if one who is eager for devotional service utters the holy name even partially or improperly, the holy name, which is identical with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, exhibits its spiritual potency because of that person's offenseless utterance. Thus, one is relieved from all unwanted practices, and one gradually awakens his dormant love for Krishna. The next verse is from the Padma Purana, and it's included in the Hari Bhakti Vilas by Sanatana Goswami. I'll try to read the Sanskrit, but it's Tough one. From the Padma Purana, this next verse. Namaikam yasya vachi smaranapata gatam srota mulam gatam va shudham visudha varnam yavahita rahitam tarayatyeva satyam tachched deha dravina janata lobha pashanda madhye Nikshiptam syana pala janakam sigram evatra vipra. Translation. If a devotee once utters the holy name of the Lord, or if it penetrates his mind or enters his ear, which is the channel of oral reception, that holy name will certainly deliver him from material bondage. Whether vibrated properly or improperly, with correct or incorrect grammar, or properly joined or vibrated in separate parts, O Brahmana, the potency of the holy name is therefore certainly great. However, if one uses the vibration of the holy name for the benefit of the material body, for material wealth and followers, or under the influence of greed or atheism, in other words, if one utters the name with offenses, such chanting will not produce the desired result very soon. Therefore, one should diligently avoid offenses and chanting the holy name of the Lord. Purport. This verse from the Padma Purana is included in the Hari Bhakti Vilas 11.289 by Sanatan Goswami. Therein, Srila Sanatan Goswami gives the following explanation. This means that if one somehow or other hears, utters, or remembers the holy name, or if it catches his mind while coming near his ears, that holy name, even if vibrated in separate words, will act. An example of such separation is given as follows. So this really shows the importance of Harinam Sankirtan. Somebody could have no idea what you're doing or just think it's funny or silly. But it still will act on even them, regardless of whether they know anything about it or... So Harinam Sankirtan, apparently from these descriptions, is one of the most beneficial things that can be done for human society. Suppose one is using the two words halam riktam. Now the syllable ha in the word halam and the syllable ri in riktam are separately pronounced. But nevertheless, the holy name will act because one somehow or other utters the word hari. Similarly, in the word raja mahishi, the syllables ra and ma appear in two separate words, but because they somehow or other appear together, the holy name Rama will act, provided there are no offenses. Hmm. The holy name has so much spiritual potency that it can deliver one from all sinful reactions and material entanglements. But utterance of the holy name will not be very soon fruitful if done to facilitate sinning. The holy name is so powerful that it must act. But when one utters the holy name with offenses, its action will be delayed, not immediate. Although in favorable circumstances, the holy names of the Lord act very quickly. So apparently, even if one is chanting with offense, he should still go on chanting. It doesn't completely nullify the benefits of chanting. It just slows them way down. Nama pasa haite haya sarva papakshaya. Namacharya Haridas Thakur continued, if one offenselessly utters the holy name, even imperfectly, one can be freed from all the results of sinful life. These are really heavy verses here. This next verse comes from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Tam nirvyajam vajaguna nidhe pavanam pavananam shraddha rajyan matir atitaram uttama shloka maulim prodyan anta karanaku hare hanta yan nama banur abaso pikshapayati Mahapataka Dvanta Rasim. O reservoir of all good qualities, just worship Sri Krishna, the purifier of all purifiers, the most exalted of the personalities worshipped by choice poetry. Worship him with a faithful, unflinching mind, without duplicity, and in a highly elevated manner. Thus worship the Lord, whose name is like the sun. For just as a slight appearance of the sun dissipates the darkness of the night, so a slight appearance of the holy name of Krishna can drive away all the darkness of ignorance that arises in the heart due to greatly sinful activities performed in previous lives. Which chapter are we reading from? The Glories of Srila Haridas Thakur, chapter 3. So this verse stresses that the devotee chants with great faith. Because in the beginning, it could seem to him that he's not really getting anywhere. He doesn't really see that his material desires are going away so much and that, you know, attraction and taste is coming. And, you know, it can go on like that, depending on whether there are offenses or not. Namabhas means that the sun is not showing, but the light from the sun is just starting to appear on the horizon. And it means also that the devotee is chanting without offenses. And it says here that a slight appearance of the holy name of Krishna can drive away all the darkness of ignorance that arises in the heart due to greatly sinful activities performed in previous lives. So before one, you know, gets to that stage, he really, really, really needs great faith. It will act. He needs to go on with enthusiasm and patience. So this verse here really stresses, says here, worship him with a faithful, unflinching mind, without duplicity, and in a highly elevated manner. Purport. This verse is found in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 2.1.103. Nama bhasa hoite haya sangsare rakshaya. Even a faint light from the holy name of the Lord can eradicate all the reactions of sinful life. Mriyamano harer nama Rinan putro pacharitam ajamilo pyagadhama kim uta shadhaya grinan. While dying, Ajamil chanted the holy name of the Lord, intending to call his son Narayana. Nevertheless, he attained the spiritual world. What then to speak of those who chant the holy name with faith and reverence? Report. This is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 6.2.49. Nama base muktihaya sarva sastre deki Shri Bhagavate tate ajamila sakshi. Because of even the faintest rays of the effulgence of the Lord's holy name, one can attain liberation. We can see this in all the revealed scriptures. The evidence appears in the story of Ajamil in Srimad Bhagavatam. Sunya prabhora sukha padaya antare punarapi bhangikari puchaye tanhare. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this from Haridas Thakur, the happiness within his heart increased. But as a matter of course, he still inquired further. Prithivite bahujiva stavara jangama iha sabara ki prakade ha ibe mochana. On this earth, there are many living entities, the Lord said, some moving and some not moving. What will happen to the trees, plants, insects, and other living entities? How will they be delivered from material bondage? Haridasa kahe prabhu se kripa tumara stavara jangama age kariyacha nistara. Haridas Thakur replied, my dear Lord, the deliverance of all moving and non-moving living entities can take place only by your mercy. You have already granted this mercy and delivered them. Tumiye kariyacha e ucha sankirtana stavara jangamera se hayata shavana. You have loudly chanted the Hare Krishna mantra, and everyone, moving or not moving, has benefited by hearing it. Sunya jangamera haya sangsara kshaya Stabare se shabalage pratidvani haya. My Lord, the moving entities who have heard your loud sankirtan have already been delivered from bondage to the material world. And after the non-moving living entities like trees hear it, there is an echo. Pratidvani nahe se kareye kirtana tumara kripara e akatya katana. Actually, however, it is not an echo. It is the kirtan of the non-moving living entities. All this, although inconceivable, is possible by your mercy. Sakala jagate haya ucha sankirtana suniya prema vese nache stavara jangama. When loud chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is performed all over the world by those who follow in your footsteps, all living entities, moving and non-moving, dance in ecstatic devotional love. Yaiche kaila charikande vrindavana yaiti balabhadra bhattacharya kahiyachena amate. My dear Lord, all the incidents that took place while you were going to Vrindavan through the forest known as Jarikanda have been related by me to me by your servant Balabhadra Bhattacharya. Vasudeva jivalagi kaila nivedana tabe angikara kaila jivera muchana. When your devotee Vasudev Dutta submitted his plea at your lotus feet for the deliverance of all living entities, you accepted that request. Jagat nistarite e tumara avatara bhakta bhava agetate kaila angikara. My dear Lord, you have accepted the form of a devotee just to deliver all the fallen souls of this world. Ucha sankirtana tate karila prachara stirachara jivera sabha kandaila sangsara. You have preached the loud chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and in this way freed all moving and non-moving living entities from material bondage. Prabhu kahe sabajiva mukti yabe pabe eta pramanda tabe jiva sunya habe. So this verse here. My dear Lord, you have accepted the form of a devotee just to deliver all the fallen souls of this world. And these other verses as well, they all reveal the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They reveal his innermost desires. So really anybody who considers themselves a Gaudiya Vaishnava his main duty, must be to follow in this mood of Lord Chaitanya. And therefore, we see all the acharyas, all the spiritual masters, all the elevated, advanced devotees in this movement. They all push and push for preaching activities. And as servants of the servants of the servants, all the devotees, if they want to actually be part of this movement, if they consider themselves followers of Lord Chaitanya, this also has to be their main duty. You know, we do many other types of things, especially deity worship, but basically all the activities in the temple come under the heading of archana. Even cleaning the temple, management is actually under the heading of deity worship. All these activities are basically deity worship. But deity worship is not really the main activity of the Krishna consciousness movement. If one doesn't understand this main activity, if one doesn't see his prime duty as preaching to other conditioned souls, souls who are suffering in this world, then what will happen? Most likely what will happen is he'll see that, worshiping the deity and performing all these activities will give him some benefit. If one doesn't see the actual prime mission of Srila Prabhupada and all the previous acharyas and his own spiritual master as being relieving the suffering of all living entities, then most likely his attitude will eventually fall into this idea that all these things I'm doing are meant to benefit me, benefit my family, benefit my children, give some blessings. But if one really understands that the whole activity, the main activity of this movement is to try to fulfill the desire of Lord Chaitanya and then all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, all the acharyas, if they see that their prime duty is to try and fulfill their desire to relieve their anxiety for the suffering of the conditioned souls, then he's not likely to fall into this kind of fruitive mentality. He'll be protected. Prabhu kahe sabha jiva mukti abe pabe eta brahmanda tabe jiva sunya habe. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "If all living entities are liberated, the entire universe will be devoid of living beings." Oh, it's getting pretty late. What time do we go on to? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It's already 8:43, so I guess we should stop here. Yeah.
So it's a heavy reaction for blaspheming devotees who dedicate their lives to chanting the holy names. Is there a bad reaction to blaspheming devotees who aren't trying to spread the holy name, who are just caring about their own personal development or their immediate family members?
Well, let's see here. Let's read that again, what it said. Purport to this verse, number 52. Haridas Thakur replied, "My dear Lord, do not be in anxiety. Do not be unhappy to see the condition of the yavanas in material existence." Purport by Srila Prabhupada. These words of Haridas Thakur are just befitting a devotee who has dedicated his life and soul to the service of the Lord. When the Lord is unhappy because of the condition of the fallen souls, the devotee consoles him, saying, "My dear Lord, do not be in anxiety. This is service. Everyone should adopt the cause of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to try to relieve him from the anxiety he feels. This is actually service to the Lord." One who tries to relieve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's anxiety for the fallen souls is certainly a most dear and confidential devotee of the Lord. To blaspheme such a devotee who is trying his best to spread the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the greatest offense. One who does so is simply awaiting punishment for his envy. So, yeah, pretty heavy reactions to that. But the question is, how do you know who is actually trying his best and who is not? How do you know for sure? Oh, sorry. Yeah, of course. I'm sorry, Prabhu. Say it again, please. Yeah, see, here it says, to blaspheme such a devotee who is trying his best to spread the cult. So how do we know if someone is trying their best or not? I mean, it could be a simple housewife who's basically just feeding her family and taking care of her children, but how can you say that she's not trying her best? In other words, it's not so easy to know who's who. Even, like I was reading that book, Drops of Nectar, where they take, different quotes from Srila Radhanath Swami, and I was reading under the section The Greatness of Devotees, I think it was called, and in there he was saying, even if someone is seen to be performing bad activities now, you don't know what he becomes in the future. If he becomes a great devotee in the future, even though it looks like he's performing bad activities now, and you blaspheme him, you blasphemed a great devotee. You don't know who is who. Huh.
So, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, who begged Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami not to mention him in his wonderful work of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's other places. But he would offer 2,000 obeisances a day to the Vaishnavas of Vrindavan. And you can imagine in Vrindavan, there were maybe 2,000 people there at that time. He wasn't a bustling metropolis 500 years ago. Hmm. His qualification for a Vaishnava was that they're all serving Krishna according to their realization, irrespective of whatever else they were doing. Therefore, they were a Vaishnava. Hmm. So he set the bar really, really base level to what he considered a Vaishnava worthy of obeisances, which meant everyone. Because everyone does serve Krishna. And it just goes along with that. We don't know who we're dealing with. In this movement, we see so much diversity.
Yeah.
We never know who these people are. We don't know the internal moods of what's going on. We can't see any of that. And that's our covering. Take it, give them the benefit of the doubt, and know that they are, at least in your heart, more advanced than you. Changes the whole perspective in every Vaishnava relationship from that point on.
Yeah. Anything to add, Prabhu? Huh? Yeah, that was a good topic to bring up. Good question. Yeah, I was just reading that this morning, Drops of Nectar. You stressed it. I mean, that was just one of the quotes, but there were others too. Yes.
Since he brought up Gopal Bhatta Goswami, it's an interesting example because he was famous for never having criticism leave his lips. Somehow he saw that everybody was just serving Krishna. He would never listen to any misbehavior of devotees. Like you mentioned, he's always spending all his time paying obeisances to people. And Lord Chaitanya liked that attitude so much that he embraced Gopal Bhatta Goswami, took off his own personal neck beads and tied them around the neck of Gopal Goswami, and gave him the benediction to become servants of Sanatana and Jiva Goswami and to go to Vrindavan and help write Vaishnav literatures. So we have that kind of... I noticed in modern context, I spent a little time with Srila Radhanath Swami, and I noticed that as days go by, I noticed that he would never have a harsh or critical thing to say about anybody. Mm-hmm. And I just, that seems like a really strong Vaishnava quality that's really appreciated by Lord Chaitanya, you know, to not be critical, to always see the good in people and avoid the bad. But how do we manage with that kind of attitude? It seems like a lot of time is spent discriminating on who's good and bad and rejecting the association that you don't want. And, you know, it's not very common for people to see everybody like that, that they're all serving Krishna. It's more... It seems like for practical daily affairs, we have to have find fault and see what's wrong with people.
Not very common in the material world. In the spiritual world, it's the normal thing. It seems to me, just as my own perspective, that we try to chant Hare Krishna purely. We try to have the right mood in kirtan. We, try to study Srila Prabhupada's books, all these things. But, you know, how much success we can really have at that depends on the mercy of spiritual master and Krishna. In other words, you know, there's not much we can do on our own, of our own power, our own... So it seems to me the main business of devotees trying to advance is to learn how to treat other devotees. And, you know, there are many aspects of it. It's not just, for example, you know, trying to stop from saying bad things about devotees yourself, but how do you deal with someone else who's saying something and you're just hearing it? It's a great thing. And when we see truly advanced devotees, that's what we see. Somebody who is completely offenseless, never says something harsh or awkward. They always have just the right thing to say, practically. And they always treat everyone with respect and consideration. And, you know, that's the other thing. You know, like say you're in a position of authority and it really is up to you to say if something's being done wrong or something's being done right. That's another, like, deeper aspect of it. How do you do that properly without the false ego coming in? You know, truly for Krishna's pleasure to do that. So these are more like more advanced, right? In the computer programs, you have your regular things, and then it's more advanced. Yes, Prabhu. There is a microphone, too, there.
I mean, it's really about us advancing beyond the bodily platform.
And seeing others that way.
Because if we're not on the bodily platform, who is? Nobody. Nobody else is either. Because we can see. That the sage doesn't see any difference in the material body. He sees the soul.
Yeah.
So at least we should act on that platform to the degree we can. It's not easy. Everything we did prior to Krishna consciousness leads us the wrong direction towards fitting into the material world, becoming successful, all these different things. It's all based on the body.
Yeah.
So we have to rise above that, and then we can just stop doing some things, because most of the arguments happen because you have a better idea than they do in your material mind and your material intelligence and your material false ego, and they've got their side on, you know. It's like neither one of your are your body. You just simply get together and chant Hare Krishna and be happy, you know. There's nothing to argue about. Spirit soul causes nothing to be done. Neither does it do something. That's Krishna's definition of the spirit soul. Neither does anything nor causes anything to be done. So anything else happening, it's not happening on the spiritual soul level. Including killing your entire family like Arjuna had to do. That wasn't Arjuna. That was Krishna's desire for that particular body to do that particular thing within those other bodies that were circulating around the battlefield of Kurukshetra that afternoon. Simple philosophy, difficult to apply completely.
But any other?
These instructions on Haridas Thakur is the method. That's how we get there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why he's known as Namacharya Haridas Thakur. Did you hear this other verse here? That was it earlier? It says here that where is it? says that there's an when the holy names are chanted loudly. I can't find it now, but and the trees hear it. An echo is created. And then he says, but actually it's not an echo, it's the kirtan of the non-moving living entities.
Wow. But just see how humble is Krishnadas Kaviraj. He only identifies Haridas Thakur as having taken birth within a Malecha family. He never says he did anything wrong. I mean, we can assume that if we want to assume it. But Krishnadas Kaviraj only says that he was born in that family. Hmm. He never talks about any of his other activities prior to becoming the Namacharya or becoming Krishna conscious. Just see the example. Hmm. We create other activities in our mind.
Okay, stop here. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Gaura Bhaktivinoda ki jai.